security suddenly sounds like an issue with you. What's going on?
All right. Well, I think, yeah, obviously, you know, we talked about it after week one. You know, we stress it. It's, you know, the first one, it was a screenplay. I tried to get my eyes around, and the guy was right there to make a play. You know, so I'll have to watch that one. I couldn't really feel exactly what happened. The second one, you know, that one's on me. I got to take care of the football down there. But, yeah, I think I understand the importance of it. You know, it's just – you know, it's something I can't control. I just got to continue to harp on it.
When you guys moved the ball so well in the beginning of that first series, what happened after that?
I think, you know, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot a little bit. You know, we went backwards with penalties, and you know, in this league, if you're third and 15, it gets difficult. You know, if you're second and 20, it's difficult. So, you know, I think we did some things to hurt ourselves to go backwards versus continue to go forward like we did that first drive. And so I think it kind of started there. Just a couple little things. Like I said, you know, without seeing the tape, you know, obviously we know about the penalties. We know about the balls on the ground. But we, you know, just to see as far as assignments, you know, it's hard for me to really talk about it because I don't really know, you know, an hour after the game. Well, I think, you know, I think those guys on that defensive line is really good. So I think, you know, me having time to throw the football, getting a chance to throw the ball down the field was definitely positive. I think, you know, I threw some balls. I threw the ball pretty much all night right where I needed to throw the football. I went, you know, I saw everything they were doing. I also, you know, knew exactly where I was going with the football. Just weren't able to connect on a few of them that we'd like to. But, you know, I think overall, I think I was talking to Mo and Greg about it. I think overall, we're on the same page. We're all doing the right thing. It's just a matter of you know, capitalizing and getting it done. Yeah, I mean, pretty much. I mean, I think, you know, they played a lot of man-to-man coverage. They were you know, they were in our face, giving us, you know, just challenging us. And that's kind of what I expected. I told the guys before that, talking to the quarterbacks and a couple of receivers, I said, you know, I would expect them to play a lot of single high safety, man-to-man, and challenge us, you know. And, you know, they brought a zero pressure on me one time, you know, third and one, and did some things there. But overall, you know, kind of what I expected.
Well, the fumbles, the strip sacks, I mean, does that all fall under the category of really getting used to the speed of the NFL game, or are you already used to this, you know, kind of completely acclimated to the speed of the game?
Well, I think, you know, a number of things. One, just getting comfortable with the speed of the game, I mean, obviously. But I think – just understanding, you know, when I need to step up in the pocket, when I need to do certain things. You know, the one time I did get stripped, that we actually recovered, you know, that I was stepping up in the pocket. The guy made a great play and came for the football. That's what they're taught to do. So, you know, it's on me. I gotta watch it, learn from it. I'm sure we'll do some drill tape or do some drills to work on it, and we'll get it fixed. Like I said, fortunately it's preseason. We're able to, you know, get away with that a little bit, I guess.
Objectives was to expose the team to Philadelphia's quickness, particularly up front. I mean, was that an eye-opener? Was that a source of concern? It looked like they were just out-quicking guys.
Yeah, they're fast. They're fast. You know, I think we knew that was going to be – that's their game plan. That's what they do. That's what their strong suit is getting after the passer. So, you know, fortunately for us, we saw a fast defensive line in Detroit on turf that guys can really rush the passer. So, you know, we respect those guys. You know, as far as Philadelphia goes, we respect them as pass rushers. We knew that they were going to come up the field and try to put as much pressure on me as possible. But like I said, we got to watch this one because I think there's a lot of good things. Just didn't quite end. The result wasn't exactly like we wanted. But I think there's some things that we're going to see on the tape that you know, we're close. I think we're close. And you know, like I said, this would be a good tape to watch as far as moving forward.
Run through the first play, 28 yarder down the left sideline. What was it? Why did it work? And what did it say about the evolution of the offense?
Well, I think that's Josh Gordon's really good at that. So I knew, you know, they were playing again. They were playing pressed man-to-man coverage. He converted it, went outside. You know, Nandi's back was to me. So I knew if I kind of threw it on the line and gave Josh a chance. You know, he could use his size and make a play. He made a heck of a catch. And, you know, good way to start a football game. That's momentum. We were going forward, did some really good things there, and had a really good drive going. But I think, like I said, I like that matchup with him. I think he's really coming along strong and doing a lot of really good things. Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, that catch he had there, and then, you know, the 3rd and 9 or 3rd and 10 it was when we were backed up, you know, for the conversion for a first down. I mean, that's – I told him in the huddle, I said, hey, man, you got to win. You know, you got to win. It's man-to-man. You're going to have to win. And he did, and we converted and moved the chain. So I think, you know, the confidence between the two of us is growing. He's – I'll tell you, he's hungry. He's playing hungry. He's really excited to come to work every day and really – grinding as far as to get better, and I think he's, you know, I think where he's come from day one to where he's at now, I think he's, you know, come the most of anybody on this football team. He's done a great job. I'm really, really happy with what Josh has been playing.
The one ball, the only one you didn't complete that you threw at him, an example of one of those that was kind of close, and what happened on that play?
Yeah, it was a double move. It was kind of more on me. We, you know, he got too far inside, and so I had to kind of drive it on him. It was just your normal slant and go pattern, and I pumped him, but didn't really do a great job of moving the safety back. He went inside, so I kind of had to throw it on a rope. You know, just one of those things, kind of both of us, again, not really, you know, being on the same page, so I was trying to make us both right, and, you know, fortunately the ball was incomplete, and we were able to move on the next play. Yeah, you know, my last play, like I said, without seeing it, it's hard to tell. But I think with the last play, we had a little miscommunication. I guess it's confusing. They were in two man. They thought they were going to blitz the sandbacker. They didn't, so they squeezed everything down. Free the ends coming, you know, free with me. So just a little thing that I can change. You know, Alex, the offensive line, we can change that. It's just a small little mix up, but. You know, allowed him to come free in my face, you know, on a 3rd down play. So, you know, just little stuff like that. I think they played great. You know, they played great this entire preseason. You know, they're with Joe on the left side. I mean, you feel really comfortable with him back there, and I feel really comfortable with the guys in front of me. I think it's just, you know, a couple little things. I think, like I said, without seeing the tape, offensive line play. I'm not a master on offensive line play, unfortunately, but I'm able to see where, you know, where things are going wrong, what I can change. You know, we'll watch that tomorrow. We'll get it fixed.
Ask you for your expertise on offensive line play anyway. How's Schwartz coming along?
Oh, I think he's progressing extremely well. I think, you know, like his first game against Detroit, I mean, like I said, they're fast. We're on turf. It's his first ever NFL game. And the guys were, you know, they were really charging out. And they knew he was a rookie, you know. And so I think the leaps and bounds he made from week 1 to week 2 was huge. I think he did a great job against Green Bay. And tonight I felt like he played well. I mean, I think other than that one little mishap off the right side I was talking about, you know, I felt pretty good on that side of the ball. You know, I think he's really coming along, and he's one of the smartest guys I've ever met. You know, he gets it. He's extremely smart. He's a technician. So, I'm not worried about him. I think he'll be just fine.
Thank you.